Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for today should be sunny and breezy. Currently, it's clear everywhere. Kenosha with 52 degrees. In Burlington, it's 47. In Milwaukee, it's 52. And Racine, it's 51 degrees. The Kenosha woman accused of taking the lives of her two small children Saturday kept a log of what she was doing, although police say they still don't really know why. Police were called to 5007 33rd Avenue when the father of the children, who were 1 and 3 years old, came home to find them dead and their mother suffering from significant self-inflicted stab wounds. At a news conference yesterday, Police Chief John Morrissey says the log or journal contained a detailed description of what happened early Saturday morning.
But there is a journal or a log outlining what was done to each child, the time that each child stopped breathing, what was given to the children, what she did to herself. So there's writings continuing to, again, very much outline that.
Morrissey said the woman indicated her relationship with the children's father was troubled and the journal apparently was meant to tell police what happened. The woman also sent a package to her sister outlining her plan, which didn't arrive at its destination until Sunday. The 34-year-old woman, who was released from the hospital yesterday, is scheduled to appear in Kenosha Intake Court this afternoon for a bond hearing. Morrissey says his department is recommending she be charged with 2 counts of homicide. Mount Pleasant police investigating a home invasion and burglary Saturday morning discovered a garage had been broken into about a block away. Police were called to a home in the 6200 block of Larchmount Drive after the homeowners reported items, including a handgun and a wallet, had been taken from their home while they were asleep. A pickup truck parked in the garage was also entered. While police were checking the area, an officer noticed an open garage door in the 6300 block of Larchmount. The residents finding that someone had rummaged through both vehicles parked in the garage. Police say they will be giving the area special attention because of the incidents. They are also urging everyone to remove or conceal any valuable items in your vehicles, lock the doors, and close the garage door. They also say exterior lighting can minimize the chances of becoming a victim. A Caledonia woman was airlifted to a Milwaukee hospital by Flight for Life after falling into a fire pit in Mount Pleasant last Saturday night. The 57-year-old woman suffered burns to her legs, torso, and head. Mount Pleasant police say several people attending a party at the home in the 6700 block of Ptarmigan Road say they saw the woman fall into the pit and helped her out while calling for help. The woman was initially transported to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital by South Shore Fire Department and later taken to Milwaukee Hospital for treatment of her injuries. Police continue to investigate. A Kenosha man suffered serious injuries Saturday when he lost control of his motorcycle on Highway H in Mount Pleasant. Police say 28-year-old Robert Otterness Elder was conscious when South Shore Fire Rescue personnel arrived on the scene in the 4200 block of Highway H, but he was suffering from injuries to his head and body. He was transported to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life. Mount Pleasant police were told Otterness Elder was riding north on H with 4 other bikes when he crashed. The accident remains under investigation. A new report shows an increase in drug overdoses in Wisconsin.
A distressing fact contained in a new report by the State Department of Health Services. Karen McEwen, state health officer with the Division of Public Health.
Since 2008, drug poisoning kills more people in Wisconsin than car crashes.
Opioid pain relievers contributed to 45% of the 843 drug overdose deaths in 2013. Heroin accounted for another 27%.
To be honest, I think the most hopeful thing is the number of partners that are looking at this, that are very concerned, and that are taking action.
By comparison, 527 people lost their lives on Wisconsin roads in 2013. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And one of the pieces of legislation Wisconsin lawmakers will consider during the fall session prevents politicians from being investigated with the use of John Doe proceedings. Jay Heck with the citizens' watchdog group Common Cause of Wisconsin says the John Doe law used in the 2001 caucus scandal led to criminal charges against some of the legislators, more high-profile members of both parties.
There shouldn't be special treatment for people who are engaged in politics and breaking the law as opposed to people who are not engaged in politics and might be breaking the law. We should all be treated the same.
Heck calls the pending legislation political payback, pure and simple. Because of the John Doe involving Governor Walker, which led to convictions of staffers from his days as Milwaukee County executive, Republican authors of the bill, which was advanced by an assembly committee, maintain it will actually lead to even greater accountability in state government. Residents of Wind Point, along with others in the community, are invited to share their ideas about the future of the village's green space during a Wednesday night meeting from 6 to 7:30 in the Theater of the Prairie School. The village has contracted with Ayers & Associates to develop a park plan for the next 4 to 5 months. The meeting is an opportunity for residents to provide feedback about current and future uses, along with amenities. It follows a survey to village residents, which resulted in 107 responses. 45% indicated they used the village green, as it's known, during warm weather, appreciating the open space, playground equipment, and tennis courts. Many suggested new equipment, landscaping, and a walking path, as well as a picnic area and shelter. Better than 80% of the respondents also believe that improving the village green is more important than doing the lighthouse grounds. The final Wind Point Park plan is expected to be presented to the village board at a public meeting in late fall or winter. The Racine Unified School Board is scheduled to hold a work session this evening. The agenda includes this year's summer school results, like how many students participated, a final accounting on the Mitchell School fire from last year, what was covered by insurance, and what add-ons were district cost, summer work project completions, including the big one at Case High School, the construction schedule on the new schools, which had their formal groundbreakings last month, and transportation and private independent school children, which got some recent publicity with upset parents about the district's late fee to sign up for the bus. It's only a work session. No action will be taken. The Kenosha Area Business Alliance will host an economic and investment update October 7th with the guest speaker Scott Wren, senior global equity strategist with Wells Fargo Strategists, the non-bank affiliate. The recent up and down movement of the stock market will be part of his presentation, as well as the latest trends and how it all relates to investing. The CABA gathering the morning of October 7th will take place at the club at Strawberry Creek on 72nd Avenue. Registration is required and there is a fee. Call the Kenosha Area Business Alliance at 262-605-1100 for more information. WRJN News updates are on Twitter at WRJN News, and WRJN Newscast in podcast form are available on our webpage. Go to WRJN.com in the local news section. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.